Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, radio listeners. This is Pastor Ola Starling with the Anointed Word Ministry. I thank God for being able to come to you this afternoon and pray that God has blessed you all day long, because God is in the blessing business. And today, praise God, we're not going to prolong the time, but we thank God that we're able to come before you today with a word from the Lord. A word, praise God, a word of God. Not, praise God, something, praise God, that is made up, but it's the word of God. And that's what I love about it. When it's the word of God, I love it. I love it because everything is going down but the word of God. And one thing we must understand, it's the word of God that will take us out, praise God, into our destiny. But we must be able, praise God, to understand and stand on the word, not just on the word, but stand in the word, because the word of God does not change. It does not fail, and it does not change. Because I have to explain to you and let you know, people, that the word is the Lord himself. Because the word of God declared that the word was made flesh. It became flesh, and it dwelled among us. And I thank God for the word today. Father, thank you for such a beautiful day today, such a blessed day today. Every need was met, praise God. Praise God, you covered me as I went up and down danger highways. And praise God, coming, going, coming and going. You was able to, praise God, protect me and mine. You kept us all day long. And, Father, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, Lord. But today, praise God, I'm going to say a short prayer, and I'm going to go into the word of God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the word today. We thank you, Father God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you, praise God, for being able to keep us in our right mind. You kept us, Father God, while we was going to and for. You didn't let the enemy interrupt, praise God. You didn't let death come in and overtake us. But, oh, Father God, you kept us in one mind and one peace. And, Father, I want to say thank you. Thank you, Father. I'm like David. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough to praise you with everyone. Bless your name, Holy Ghost. And, Father God, I ask today that as the word come forth, make praise God allowed to be very clear. Praise God, let it go forth, praise God, with clarity, understanding, praise God. And praise God that others may hear the word of God and desire to be saved. It's all about the soul, that the soul is, praise God, saved. Hallelujah. And Father God, I thank you and I bless your name right now. I would like to say to you, this broadcast is brought to you by Graham Private Ministries Academy. It's now, praise God, open from K to 1st to 8th grade. It's open now, taking applications from grade K, which is kindergarten, to 8th grade. You be blessed. Now, Father God, we go into your word. Lord Jesus, I thank you today. Right now, praise God, I want to come to you, praise God, from the book of Revelation 2:18 through 29. It's, praise God, is a word, praise God, that is a stunning word. And I just thank God for it. But today we're going to be talking about the church with the rotten center. Oh, my goodness. Did I say rotten? Yes. The church with the rotten center. You mean when they say rotten, it means it's no good. It's smelled. It got maggots in it. It's dirty. It's everything but what it should be. And we're going to be talking about that church today. And that church today, we're going to start out in Revelation 2. And we're going to start out with something, just a little example. We're going to say, you know, when you see an apple with a worm in it, the food that has rotten, has a foul smell to it. But you see, God is talking about this church was like that. And this means that it looked it pleasing on the exterior, but at its heart, at the heart of that apple, you see what I'm saying? It was wormy, rotten, and infested with evil. My goodness. And the Lord is saying today, praise God, to the church, praise God, Thyatira. It is the least known of all the cities. You know, God called out the 8 churches he was calling them out, Pergamos and all these churches he was talking about. And this is one of these churches known of all the cities. And yet it received the longest letter. Now, look at this. It received the longest letter The longest letter. However, there were four things for which it was famous for, though. You know, it had its dirty little rotten sinners behind it, but it had fame, too. It had fame, and it was fab, you know, and it was famous. And it was known also for a military city, a buffet city. Caesar's elite guards were stationed there, a trade gold center. Each gal had its own patron guard. You see, they had their guard that is all set up. You've seen things that are so beautiful and set up, but it still got all the evil behind it. It was an occult city, an occult temple. It presided over a female sorceress. That means she dealt in witchcraft, yes. And this church, praise God, represented the time, this period of time of 590 A.D. and 1517 A.D. Jesus comes to this church as the Son of God. And the one with authority to deal with them was, we find it in John 5:22. It was the Son God. Now listen to me carefully. It was not the S-O-N, but the S-U-N God was the patron God of the elite God. You see, all these things they had looked beautiful, but it was of sin. He also came, the Lord came with flaming eyes. He sees all that they do and all that they are. In Hebrew, praise God, 4:13, just like with our lives, we do things and think we're getting away with it in secret, but God sees and he knows. And this is why he says, I have an all-seeing eye, in Hebrew 4:13. Now, the feet are brass. Now, we talk about that, so we know it's the Lord Jesus Christ because they say his feet was as brass. He comes to judge, says the word. 1 Peter 4:17, let us join Jesus as he comes to the church with a rotten sin. Jesus had to come in and get this thing cleaned up. And he's the one that can do all of this. We got many churches today are rotten sinners. They're sinners. They're rotten inside because they're doing everything but what God has instructed them to do. Because they say it's not God's church, it's their church. You're right, and you're right about that. But a working church are the Lord's delight, you see. But these churches with all these hidden agendas, because they're giving the word, they're preaching the word, they're going out, praise God, giving the word so that souls might be saved. This is the kind of church God is looking for. He's looking for those, praise God, that are doing the work of him that sent him. See, works are good, but there is a danger of trusting them and not Jesus. There's a danger. But the Lord says to come before we go. Now, they are advancing in their work. They're doing their work. And let me explain to you now. We're not talking about the frying the chicken and cooking and cleaning the kitchen. That has nothing to do with God. You're doing all of that for man. That has nothing to do with salvation. Our work needs to be growing. A lack of growth in the work. See, when you go in the Bible, it says faith without work is dead. Faith without work is dead, people. And when we're not doing what the Lord tells us to do, if you go out and do what God say do and do what he's supposed to do, God said, I would add to the church daily. But the church has fallen in a slump. The prayer church has fallen in a pit because nobody wants to go to church anymore because the pastors now, they are hoe-hopping. Yes, they are hoe-hopping. And let me explain to you, they are hoe-hopping and they're being killed too in their, what, in their calling. Because first of all, they're laying around with the members in the church. They're hoe-hopping. They're stealing. And they're taking God's people for merchandise. Yet, it's not about souls anymore. It's about how can I survive. And God is not pleased with that. That's not why he set up the church. That's why he did not praise God. He didn't want it to be too many tents around him because he already knew what was going to happen. He already figured out how it was going to happen. Now, praise God, we got the pastors turning out the people in the church. We got the pastors sleeping with the members of the church. We got the pastors sleeping with men in the church. We got the deacon in there sleeping with women in the church. We got the women sleeping with women in the church. Everything is happening. But do you not understand what the word of God declared? It said judgment shall begin at the house of God. And it's going to spread, but judgment, meaning people are going to be killed in the sanctuary. People are going to die in the sanctuary because sin abides in the house. Sin. We have allowed the devil to come in and begin to allow the church to be infested with evil and sin. You see, God is saying this. He said, praise God, he don't have the time for that because God gave us the way to take. He gave us the way to go. No, but we want to do it our way. We still walk around looking pious, looking up at the preacher, looking up, baby, put your eyes on Jesus. Put your eyes on Jesus. And then he can't and he won't ever leave you straight. He will never leave you astray. Everybody I've done left the Lord and look at my pastor. What about your pastor? What about it? He's not God. She's not God. Put your eyes on the one great God that's going to bring you into eternity. You're looking at one thing and they walk around here dipping and tipping. Yes, yes, dipping and tipping. In the house of God. And the devil is exposing them left and right. Then you want to be hurt because you found out something. No, dear, you shouldn't have put your trust in man anyway. Put your trust in God. Put your life and your learning in the word of God. Hallelujah. And then you know, praise God, you can't go wrong. Leaders are extremely important, praise God, in the house of the Lord. But we have to still know where to lay our eyes on the word of God. Because the Bible says, no, not one righteous, no, not one. You see, you have to understand the heresies, like the Jezebel, the Balaam worship of Israel, a worship that filled with sex perversion. They got everything in the house of God now. You go and you talk, they got a couch laying up in, and some of them got beds back there. But we don't see this because we get so dedicated to the pastor. But don't let this pastor lead you into hell. Immoral and adulterous. We call that the Jezebelism. We must come. We must not become like the world to win the world. Come on, somebody. We don't have to do what the world do to win the world. We don't have to make sin. Sin not. And don't be sinful. We don't have to do it. But the church became a rotten sinner. And Jesus had to show up on the scene. Sin must never be condoned in the church. But when our leaders do things wrong, we want to try to cover them. If you're a liar, you are a liar. You're a whoremonger, you are a whoremonger. This great man of God. What great man of God? He out there laying down in heat and picking up fleas? No. I don't care what they're doing. Well, we just going to pray. No, sister, brother. There's rotten sinner. This ain't something they're just doing. They've been doing. Now they got more members that can do it a lot more. Hello, somebody. This church had an attitude. That's rotten sinner church have attitude like the word is not important. It's only what I say is important. It is not Bible. It is not Bible. The Lord is saying my churches, the one that y'all call my churches, because he's getting ready to drop a bomb on them. Yes, yes, yes. That's what I said, because he's getting ready to destroy them. Richard is giving equal weight with scripture. Pervertos. People are having dead services. No spirit dwelling. People are still twisting the truth and getting by with it. That's what they think. Twisting the truth. It sounds good. Yes. It sounds fabulous. Misunderstanding God. God will not tolerate sin, people, among anyone. Sin must be repented of. Must be repented. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, the church will never enter the tribulation. Because guess what? Its power will be destroyed. The young will suffer with the old. The wannabes will suffer with the worldly church. But they have a chance to repent. Judgment, hallelujah, will be according to each man's work. God said, I know your works. Because you're neither cold nor hot, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. I mean, I'm going to spit you out. Hallelujah. Yeah, God. He said, God is fair. He's fair. Yes, he is. Because he has no respect of a person. But the church has become a sinner. Praise God, what a rotten smell to it. But he's going to come with justice. Just as he will punish the guilty, he will reward the faithful. Hallelujah. You must recognize the faithful. He will recognize the faithful. The rest are dressed in the faithful, the remnant. They are in every church. Everybody in the church is not unfaithful. You just got a few faithful ones and more unfaithful ones. People love to do wrong than they do right. Yes, they do. Hallelujah. None, hallelujah, will be murdered. They are going to continue, and he's going to be calling them out because, praise God, there's going to be witnesses. The Father will not allow sin to dwell, hallelujah, and not all will repent, but only a few are needed to bring, praise God, results. This is why the Word of God said the way to get to heaven is narrow, straight, narrow, people, narrow, narrow, N-A-R-R-O-W, narrow and straight. It's not wide and broad. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hold fast. Stay true to the things of God. And God will see you through. He'll see you home if you hold out to the end. Yes. He will share. He will bring you, praise God, to where he is. Yes, Jesus, thank you. And you will get a chance to see, hallelujah, the great morning star. The lily of the valley. Mm-hmm. And when Jesus had, praise God, have done, praise God, what he promised he would do, we have it all. We have it all. Jesus will be our greatest reward. Remain faithful and hold fast to the truth. Don't let the devil fool you. Don't let the devil hoodwink you. Don't let the devil, praise God, turn you around. The Bible says, it praise God, the one that put his hand to the plow and praise God, do not praise God, continue, but drop the plow and turn around. He said, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. Many, praise God, want to do what they want to do, but they don't think they still going to go on their way to heaven. Let me explain to you. The Word of God said that every man examine himself. You better do some self-examination. That's what I'm talking about from me on down, because the Word has to come to me first before I can give it to you. He's saying right now, you must know one thing. Examine yourself. Self-examination. We have a ritual going on. Because I went to church back in my grandmama's days, I must still go now. You shouldn't be going if you ain't getting no salvation, no word. And you can't jump, you can't bring the preacher, praise God, if you don't get into heaven, because you need to know the book for yourself. You must know the Word of God for yourself. You must know it. You can't blame the preacher. Yes, he is to blame, yes, because he up there in front of you looking at it. But the most blame is you, because you should have the Word of God, studying the Word. For the Bible said, let every man, praise God, he says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. You must know that book for yourself. And if you sit there and somebody leads you into hell, then hell you will go. Not my will, brother. No man should perish, but that every man should come to what? Come to the knowledge of the truth. You can only come to the knowledge of the truth, my friend, when you get in the Word and find the truth. And the truth will set you free. The truth will make you free. Yes. It's time out, praise God. But many of us are sitting, many of you guys, not me, many of y'all are sitting in rotten sinners. Smell to it. More sin in the church than anything else. Sin has made, they got a section in the church where the sin sits, and it has a smell to it. Sin in the church. That means, praise God, the word ain't strong enough to even, praise God, arrest the sin. It's still in the house of God, sitting right there with y'all. Y'all hollering hallelujah, the sin saying hallelujah too. No sin, no power. The Bible said, not by might, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. The Word of God declared that the anointing, where's the anointing, church, will break the yoke. It will destroy it. You can't destroy sin at the church because there's no anointing. You got homosexuals on your piano? You got them up there singing your songs over your audience, over your members. They doing everything everybody else doing in the house of God. Well, you know what, God? No. That ain't how it works. God don't play games like that. You get delivered, and then you can work and sing and play the piano and sing and do the things you do in the house of God. It's messed up. It becomes a rotten, R-O-T-T-E-N-C-E-N-T-E-R, center, rotten. And Jesus came, and he had to fix it. He came to tear it up, root up, pull up, and pluck up everything that was not like God. We've allowed too much mess to come into the house of God. Too much. And then took over just like anything else now. It's a game. It's a business. Souls are forgotten. Won't preach repentance. Don't talk about holiness. Yes. Don't talk about sin, because you don't want to run your faithful member that gives you a little money every week or every 2 weeks to keep that money rolling. But everything going down, my friend, except the word of God. You better get in a place, praise God, and know that you know that you are connected to divine, which is the Lord himself. My God, hey God, you see, one thing we know, the book and the Lord will bless us beyond our wildest dreams. But we're trying to get it in because we want to fit in. We want everybody to think that we fit in. So what if you don't fit in? I don't want to fit in. I don't try to connect myself to everything and everybody, because it's not going to work. If you know that you sit in a church that is a rotten center, same thing every service. It is not God, it's man. But God said, whoa, to these leaders that have scattered my flock, woe to you. I will deal with you. And I'm going to deal with them too for following you. Don't think he's just going to deal with them. He's going to deal with you too, because he has given every man, the ability to choose whom he would serve. I praise God for the word, because the word is true. And God said he's sick and tired of this watered-down gospel. It makes him sick at his stomach. Everybody want to be blessed. Everybody see God doing this and see God doing that. But ain't nobody repent. Ain't nobody coming to the Lord confessing, I'm a sinner. Oh, people, stop it. Save yourself. Be tired of watered-down gospel. But you must understand something. There will be more people in hell than there is in heaven. Because everybody wants to follow the broad. Everybody want to feel like they got it. And then they want to speak a word in your life, and they ain't living nothing to it. They ain't living enough. They could even blow out a match. Think they so anointed. And the Lord has said to me about you. No. The Lord is talking about me. He's going to talk to me. He may give you a second witness, but he's going to talk to me first. Yes. Yeah. Stop letting people speak everything into your ears. Everything somebody say, you believe it. Know your God. The Bible said, they that know me, and those that know me will do exploits. They will know. I will let them know what to do, when to do, how to do. Don't listen to nobody speaking over your life. God spoke over it. He said, I have a plan for you. If you follow the plan of God, it's going to be nothing but prosperous. Everybody got to hear a word from somebody. You don't know, they ain't living nothing. Ain't speak nothing on my life. Back up. Don't even come to me with it. Please don't. Don't come to me with it. That's all I can say. Get instruction before you come. We bless Lord today, praise God. We bless the Lord today for the word, because the word is true. And I thank God, praise God, because he said the rotten church, a rotten sinner, that thing was so sick. It is so sick. Do you not know sin has a smell to it? It was so stank. When he came in, sinner sitting over in their section. Ha! That's right. It's over there. It's in there. Because let me show you why. If the devil went to church with Job, the sin can come to church with you. Come on, somebody. The devil walked with Job. God says, where are you going, Satan? He said, I'm going to and fro. And he wasn't scared enough when shame answered. He answered him with boldness. I'm going to and fro. I'm seeking whom I can devour and can destroy. I'm out to kill, steal, and devour. Sitting in the church. People walk out the same way they come in. There is no deliverance in the house, the rotten sinner. There is no deliverance. There is no anointing or functioning in there. Sin sitting there laughing. Y'all sitting there saying y'all got it. Y'all feeling this and feeling that bucket like somebody needs to be tamed. Listen to me, people. Get the Lord Jesus Christ while he can be found. And I'm talking about the real one. Yeah, God. Yeah, get the real one. The real one. One of the people don't know the real from the fake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you, God, for this word today. I pray, praise God, that the word was a blessing, God, and it will go out and accomplish that and what it has been sent. Father, your word will not go out void. It will accomplish, and it will not return. But, Father, I thank you for your word today. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. But, Father God, I believe God. I believe God. And I know, praise God, that your word is true and it will stand forever. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless you going. I bless you coming. I bless you in the house. I bless you out the house. In the fields. I bless you, God. I bless you. This is my prayer. Amen.